Good morning, 90-333-105, the best number to get us on whatever's on your mind. During this week, we are highlighting the Super Value Superheroes. There's a big night coming up, and I must say, this man impresses me, Rory O'Donnell. Rory, good morning.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Rory. Rory, you can do some running, some serious, serious running. I'm going to get to that in a second about the endurance and whatever. But you've been nominated because of work you're doing in relation to adult ADHD NI.
Yeah. It's just, well, the group that, first of all, I went to the group because of my son. He is ADHD, and I got a lot of help from the group. So I thought to myself, you know, not too many people knew about it or knew about ADHD. So I said to myself, I can do a wee bit of running. So I said to myself, I'll try and run around the whole of Lough Erne, and I did it, and we raised awareness about ADHD, and we opened, say, a gateway for people to come to these meetings. Parents with children with ADHD too, because, you know, it's hard for kids at school. You know, there's not that much support at school for kids with ADHD. So I thought to myself, to raise a bit of awareness about Fermanagh, and now I'm getting a chance to talk to you. People in Northern Ireland can hear about the group under ADHD NA, and you'll get them on Facebook. And anybody that thinks they have ADHD or a parent with ADHD, please get in contact with them, because they're a fantastic group, especially Emma and Niall, who form the group.
The attention deficit element of it and the challenge that the likes of your son would face, how does it manifest itself on a daily basis?
Well, it's probably to do with him, you know, able to function during the day and manage his day. You know, and sometimes you can get medication for it, which helps a lot. And when you talk to adults that have it and are taking the medication and how it helps them, you know, get through the day and be able to function without, you know, maybe sometimes when he was at school, his attention was very, very short. And so, usually, or not all the time, but he gets maybe into trouble about it. But it wasn't, it's just that he couldn't hold his attention, you know. It was hard on him, but he's got through it now, and with help and especially groups like that. I keep going back to NH or ADHDNA. They're really good, because you talk to people that have it, and then you can talk to parents that have children with it, and you're bouncing ideas off each other, and you know you're giving everybody a helping hand.
So, Rory, you've been doing a heck of a lot of fundraising, and this is part of the reason why you've been nominated for this Super Values, Super Value Superstars shortlist. And as you say, you ran round Lough Erne. Like, I could hardly go across Lough Erne in a boat. There's some serious running being done by endurance people down in Fermanagh.
Yeah, well, you see, I put it to a few of the guys that I run with, and one of them says, if you ever think of doing it, put me down for it. So I knew that if I could get enough, I got 14 other people, two girls too, they said they'd do it. So off we went from the Killyhavlin, and the first day we went as far as Caish. So that left it that we had run 40 mile that day, and then the next day we went from Caish to Belturbet, actually right to the Cavan border. So that was 32 miles that day, and then from into Belturbet, because I didn't want anybody saying that we didn't cover the whole of Lough Erne, because the bottom of Lough Erne finishes inside the bottom of Belturbet. So we went from Belturbet and the border right the whole way back to the Killyhavlin, which was 28 miles, and en route to that, all the different running clubs in Fermanagh, people would have jumped in with us and run 3 miles, 5 miles, some even done a whole day with us, some done maybe a half a marathon with us. People were getting PBs when they were running maybe 5Ks, and we also had children joining us in towns, which was very, very important. Anybody that joined with us got a medal, and on the back of the medal was the endurance of the Erne ADHD. And there was one particular...
Go ahead.
There was one particular small girl, and she ran with us on the Sunday as we were going down Maguire's Bridge, and it sticks in my mind, this. She couldn't wait to get into the teacher on Monday to show her the medal with ADHD on the back of it, that she run with the guys with ADHD. So that there, that's what I wanted, even to get the kids. And when they see someone, another child coming in, and they says, well, I have ADHD, you know, they're going to not act abnormal to them or whatever like that there. They're just going to say, oh, they have ADHD. You know, there's loads of famous people that have it, like Ed Sheeran has ADHD, Rory Bremner, which is a great, he's a great man for talking about ADHD and raising awareness about it. And another big athlete that I follow a lot, Michael Phelps, the American swimmer, he has ADHD. So when you mention people like that there that has ADHD, they'll turn around and go, oh, really, really? You know, and not that you're really trying to make ADHD cool or whatever, but you're just trying to raise awareness about it and help other people that's struggling with it. You know, the kids going through school, yes, but especially the parents. You know, the kids, sometimes they get labelled, and, you know, it's hard on both people, especially parents. You know, the kids just get on with it, but it's the parents picking up the pieces, and maybe the kid coming home and saying, I've got into detention again or whatever like that there. And it's just a wee bit of help, and, you know, them being able to manage and help them to function during the day.
No, it's wonderful the work you're doing to raise the awareness, and also, I suppose, just to give the information out to those who aren't coping with ADHD across the country, of an understanding of what families are going through. Just one final question about the running, because I asked this question because I have a fellow here in this very building who would run and has on a number of occasions been able to run 40 miles in one day. Did anyone of your team do that sort of distance in one day?
Yeah, we are. There was 15 of us all together.
So you did 40 miles, 30 miles, all of the distance?
Friday. We started on Friday, the 23rd of June, we started off and we run 40 mile. Then the next day we run 32, and then the next day we run 28, and I knew it was exactly just over 100 mile. And so I said in my head, if every day we go out, the mileage is getting smaller and smaller. You know, it helps the head to, you know, you're getting up the next day and you're going to yourself, well, I've less than, you know, 40 miles, you're down to 32, so you've less, you know, 8 miles or whatever like that there. And we had feed stations in between every 10 miles. Like, there wasn't just me. There was another 14 and two girls, you know, that did it. But inside that, as we were going around the whole of Loch Earn, which it was never done before, I seen cyclists doing it, you know, on Facebook, they went round the lock, they went round the lock. And I said to myself, is it possible to run round it in 3 days? And anything's possible, Frank, when you put your mind to it. You know what I mean? So we done it. And if that guy in the studio wants to come out, we're thinking about doing it maybe again, not next year, but the year after. He's very welcome. And yourself, you might be able to run 1 or 2 miles with us.
Maybe the 1 or 2. Rory, congratulations on being shortlisted for the Super Value Superstars. Great awareness campaign and a great athlete as well. Thank you. That's Rory O'Donnell down in Fermanagh. Good morning to you.